What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to the infinite potential of your soul. This show is all about soul, how to listen to your soul, how to unleash your brilliance, your unstoppable potential to go after your biggest dreams. And today we have such an amazing show because our guest is Hilary Rubin, and she's going to talk with us too about secrets to unlocking your inner blocks for lasting change. You're in for a fantastic hour with this amazing woman, because the problem today is that our minds trick us into thinking of what's wrong with us, only to distract us from lasting change. If you're on the path to becoming free from your suffering, then get ready to remove the blocks under the blocks, because just when you thought there was no hope, you'll find out the tools to move forward and not get caught in spinning in fear, doubt, worry land. In this interview, get ready to take the first step towards a happy, more productive life. Well, Hilary is going to give you her tools and take the guesswork out of it. So stay with us on Your Soul Guidance. We're live each Wednesday at 9 Eastern, 8 Mountain Time, and 6 Pacific. Well, let me talk about Hilary Rubin. After a harrowing diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, Hilary Rubin ditched her glam job at Prada and she set off on a wellness quest that spanned the globe. Today, she is symptom-free, medication-free, helping women all around the world as a mindset and breakthrough coach to conquer their fears and design a life they've always dreamed of. Hilary has been featured on Fit TV, in the Los Angeles Times, the Independent, in the Yoga Journal, and she was named as one of the 25 women entrepreneurs to love in 2012 by the She Owns It sitcom. Hilary contributes to the Huffington Post, to Origin magazine, and she is now working on her first book, Giving Up Is Not an Option, a guide for women who are ready to gain a fresh perspective on defeat, misfortune, and hardship. Let's bring her on. Welcome, Hilary.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, and you're on the Pacific time, so, you know, it's amazing to get up for us. We're all on the East Coast live, so thank you. Hilary, we all have a soul path that's been calling us forever, and at some point you open that door and you say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Can you relate to that? Has that happened in your life, that there was like a moment where you really stepped onto your soul's path?
I do it every day. I feel like it's an ongoing evolution of life. And many times I have. And I grew up, you know, and watched a lot of women around me really make bad decisions or the best decision that they could, but it was based in fear and also the times, you know, of what was happening culturally, you know, because always we're going to be affected through media and culture and, it will hinder, you know, it'll hinder the soul, because the soul doesn't, you know, understand that, you know, it's like who we are underneath doesn't understand that. So for me, I definitely had to break out of different identities that I've made for myself and even personas, you know, based on just coping with life. So I definitely have done that. And, you know, from working in fashion to being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, which is pretty much probably one of my bigger, you know, wake-up calls of just, or course changers, as I like to call them. And I speak about them in my book about course changers, and that you really get, you know, those two roads to go down. So most definitely, I've gone through that and continually notice that in life, it's not a one-off. I don't believe. It happens many a time in one's life.
Mm. And because of what happened to you, is that what brought you into helping women conquer their fears and creating a dream life that really, you know, is lasting?
Yeah, of course. You know, I see our life as a body of art. You know, it's like it's artwork. And for me to be able to see, grow up with a lot of physical abuse, see my mother abuse, drugs, alcohol, you know, just not the healthiest of atmospheres, and being able to overcome it, it was my own evolution to move through that. And I became, you know, went from fashion and sought out to be a yoga teacher, and have, you know, taught for 10 years, and from yoga into health coaching, and from health coaching, you know, into coaching, and just really seeing through my own growth and really waking up and desire to wake up, that this was just a natural, it was like magnetic, if you will. Mm-hmm. It was something that I wanted, and it was something that I was good at, and it was something that I have to do it. You know, it's like, it isn't something I can turn off. You know, I'm really there to share my gifts, and wherever spirit brings me and what shows up, I go with that.
You seems very passionate about it.
If I wasn't passionate about it, we would not be on the call right now, probably.
No, absolutely. I mean, the fact that you wake up at 6 to be here is definitely an example of your passion to bring what you have to offer. What do you enjoy most about the work you're doing?
What do I enjoy most? What I enjoy the most is the diversity of women I work globally with. And the souls that I get to dance with and be able to help remove what's in the way, you know, removing the dust on the shield, if you will, and really help women become responsible for their life and the choices that they make, really lights me up. You know, that we get to work together, and it's in a safe place where they feel, some most of the times for the first time, seen and heard and safe to really share what's going on with them, right? And the willingness, you know, so to be able to be in that place to help usher them to a greater awareness of who they really are, and then seeing just how they fly, that really makes me
That is the most beautiful thing. And as I look at the clock, we're heading to a break, so we continue. So all of you, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have an amazing guest here, so inspiring and so passionate about helping women, and talking today about secrets to unlocking your inner blocks for lasting change. Well, I guess you're all up for that, so stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Saskia.
Media has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And today we have an amazing guest, Hilary Rubin, who's talking about the secrets to unlocking your inner blocks for lasting change. But before we go any further, Hilary, how can the listeners reach you?
Oh, awesome. You can reach me at hilaryrubin.com. And that's H-I-L-L-A-R-Y. R-U-B-I-N. And at the end of this interview, there's going to be a special gift for you guys. So I would say stick around.
I like that. Let's just tease them into this. No, absolutely stick around. Hilary, before the break, we were talking about how passionate you are about your work and helping women and, you know, creating that change. But why do we get stuck in the first place? What, you know, what keeps us from really going after what we really want?
Yeah, that's a great question. And this is for men and women. I mean, I work primarily with women, but anyone listening to this call, yeah. Gentlemen, you're welcome. We love you. So we're happy that you're here. I really believe in some ways, this idea of getting stuck, in a way it serves us. And I don't mean it serves a part of us. It serves the ego, right? It serves, and the ego gets a bad rap. You know, the ego is there to let us know who we are, and it has its moments of fear. Even, you know, hearing your story, Saskia, you know, it's like it's a good thing that it's there. The thing is that uncertainty is not fun for us, and that's why we get stuck, because uncertainty is a need, and then at the same time, uncertainty freaks us out. And we want to feel like we're in control. So we get stuck, in a sense, you know. So we find these comfort zones, and we can quickly rubber band back to them even when we want to venture out, regardless whether, you know, whether even it's just a diet, it's a change of eating, or whether it's, you know, wanting to wake up early in the morning, you know, or wanting to go for that, you know, dream of writing a book, traveling the world, what have you. Everyone listening to this call has something inside of them, a secret dream, a secret desire, and it's a secret. So that's what I really find, is that we have these grooves and these habits, and we've made a decision of how the world works, and then we fit ourselves into this, and pretty much just are like, it's not going to work for me. So we make it, there's a decision that's made. And it gets made early on in life. So that's where I find that we get stuck, is that early on in life, something happens around 8, 10, we make a decision, and that's how the world's going to work. And not on purpose do we manipulate, but we create coping mechanisms. And then we have these coping mechanisms to deal with uncertainty, and we'll allow it in certain areas of our life. But it gets in the way of the bigger dream, and so we stay safe, essentially. That's really what I believe is why we get stuck.
It happens, and it's interesting. It's just like, you know, and then the trust that life goes on, and you just take over and you fill in this beautiful segment. Thank you so much. Hillary, How do we start to create lasting change and not backslide?
That's an awesome question. Really, the biggest thing that I have found in my life is, you know, we talk about vision, and there's vision boards, and I'm not going to knock any of that. It is, you know, what it is. I find that when we really claim and start with the end result, it really makes a big difference. Knowing what it is that you want, knowing that it's already done, trusting in the unseen, which I know definitely some of the listeners will be like, oh yeah, and some of you, it challenges the ego. It's like, if I don't see it, how can I believe it? And it's really about clarity. You know, what is it you want, you know, and really starting from that end result and being deliberate with your thoughts, and who you spend time with, who's in your environment, you know, basically people, places, and things. And it's important to, as far as lasting change, set yourself up for success. It's not saying, I'm going to write a book in a week, you know, and then basically a week goes by and you never sat down to even do an outline, or, you know, even research other books, or whatever the dreams are, is making it in increments that you can handle. So if you really know where your end result is, what it is you want to be, feel, do, then it's going to be a lot easier to be honest of where you are, where's your point A and your point B, and creating a map to get there. And I find that the biggest thing really is to not backslide, is that you're around people and in an environment that supports you, you know, that aren't the people who are just like, the Debbie Downers. No offense if your name is Debbie, but it can be the Donna Downers. But being Downers on it is that you really can believe, and that your dreams are important, that where you share them and who you share them with, that you treat them very sacred, and that they're being shared with people who believe in you even more than you believe in yourself.
Right. You know, it makes me think, I so believe what you're saying. It's so true, and it's so important, because it's so easy. A lot of times our dreams are, you know, I believe the dreams are the whispers of the soul, but they're definitely, you know, very, very often they're like, people say, are you out of your mind? When we moved with our five children from Holland to America, I mean, that was a move totally out of our minds, because we had no job. We bought a house over the phone. We were going to do it with our entrepreneurial spirit, and we had very little money. The little kids are five, didn't speak a word of English, and everybody obviously said, you're out of your mind. But we were so like, we're going to do this. But I could see how easy it is. I mean, there were people who were trying to talk us out of it. Like, you know, you're not going to sell your house here. You keep your house here. And if it doesn't work out, you can always go back. And we just, you know, point blank gave up everything, because we didn't believe it would work that way. You just have to do it, and you go along with what happens then. But it was very, I can see what you're talking about. You can backslide very easily if the people around you are not supporting what you want.
Yeah, definitely. And you have to stick to what you believe. I mean, you guys had conviction for what you believed in. And so you got to follow that. Because if you do something that somebody else wants you to do and you don't believe in it, I don't feel that there's a glue, that it won't stick. Belief is powerful. And it's personal.
It's so powerful. And I also believe the universe is certainly totally supportive for our dreams if they're aligned with what we really want.
Yeah. I mean, the thing to remember is, you know, we are the universe reflecting back on itself, essentially. And the universe always is conspiring, you know, for our greatest good. It's also that the steps that need to happen, they're not always going to look easy or look what you want them to be, get from A to B. There's going to be growth. There's going to be moments of being uncomfortable. There's going to be moments of doubt. I mean, it'll happen. And that's part of it, you know, and that's what I think we all forget. You know, we all forget that. And that's where the ego comes in. And that's where we cannot have lasting change, because we get, you know, when we say we get in the way, it's really the ego, which is really doing its job and has something good for us. So it's really important to tune in and look at, well, what is it that you're really trying to do? What is really happening here? Mm-hmm. And it's really, you know, super important to be around people who might say, you know, and you do want to be out of your mind. That's a good thing. Someone says you're out of your mind in some sense, you know. So that's pretty extraordinary. That's good, you know, just to pay attention and to avoid the backslide is, you know, having people who are honest and that you respect around you.
Yeah.
Not that you fear, that you respect. There's two different things.
And have you experienced, Hillary, in your life, like you were going after a dream and you know, people were not supportive, or you felt like you're going on a backslide?
You know, yeah. I mean, I've had people, when I moved from, say, Philadelphia to New York, you know, and I wanted to, and I went to school for fashion, you know, there were definitely people who were, you know, believing, you know, it just think, it, I didn't have believing, but like questioning my abilities and what I could do. I mean, I think a lot through my life, I have had teachers, and I've had teachers who are really supportive, and family members who weren't, you know. I didn't really have a very positive upbringing, because it was riddled with a lot of abuse and a lot of neglect. And so they're really, you know, I just I had to go based on fear.
Hillary, we have to hold here because I see we're, you know, so in this conversation and I forget we have to go to break time. So everybody stay tuned. You're listening to Hillary Rubin. She'll be back with the top three secrets later that women can do to unstick their lives. Stay tuned.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transform your life.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our special guest, Hillary Rubin, talking about the secrets to unlocking your inner blocks for lasting change. And we're having such a great conversation. I mean, it's my favorite topic, so I could talk about this the whole morning. And Hillary, but how can the people connect to you? Can you give your website?
Sure. Awesome. Thank you. So you can connect with me at hillaryrubin.com, and that's HillaryRubin.com.
Thank you so much. And just guys, go there. Hillary has, you know, it's just a fun way to browse around on her website. There's free stuff. It's very inspiring. And even to have her, you will hear her talk. So HillaryRubin.com. Is that correct, Hillary?
Yeah. There's lots of free stuff and lots of goodies and my blog, and it's really there for you. And even if you're interested in having a clarity session and ways to connect with me. So Yeah, and if you have any questions, you can always email info@HillaryRubin.com, and I'm, you know, happy to connect with you and would love to.
Yeah, and guys, it's fun. Hillary's newsletters are already very, very inspiring, and, you know, you get the hang of it. HillaryRubin.com. Hillary, I am curious about the top three secrets that women can do to unstick their lives. And every man who's listening to this, it's for you too, so don't feel excluded.
Yeah, or you share it with your woman. Well, you know, it's going to start off with awareness. You know, awareness is going to be the number one way to do it, is to even recognize that you are stuck. You know, because you might not even realize it. And it might be in one area that is obvious, because I notice this all the time with clients, is they think they're, you know, they're stuck and it's their relationship. And it actually is something completely different, where it is, it's a fear of really expressing themselves fully just everywhere in life. So it's about being aware. You know, really having an awareness and looking at the areas without judgment, you know, of yourself, and just looking at it almost like a detective. Like, let's look at the facts, and are they real, right? And what's the perspective that I'm looking at them at? So it is a little bit of diving in and looking where the dots connect. You want to be willing, and you want to want it, right? It gives you really... because as I talked before, when you have a stuckness, it becomes something that you can define yourself by, and you want to make sure that you're not talking about the problem issues of your life all the time, putting out what I call a problem press release, because then that keeps the vibration and it keeps the story going. So you have to remember that when you're telling a story or doing it, that you're just basically, it's like telling a story in a book. It isn't happening anymore, and that you're not relying on it to define you for some sense of certainty or love and connection, or, you know, to feel significant. So that really is the important ways to look at it, is that you want to be aware, you've got to be willing and want it, and that you've got to also see really what this stuckness is giving you, right? How is it feeding you? It's giving you certainty. It's giving you love and connection. It's making you feel significant, you know, to complain, so that you can stop putting out those problem press releases. So just scan your conversation right now. You know, even after listening to this radio show, you pick up the phone and talk to someone, and what is the question that they're asking? Are they asking about the good stuff? Are they asking about the stuff that isn't working that you've been talking about and perpetuating that low-level conversation that's not really helping you, but it's keeping you, you know, it's like putting a hand on your head and pushing you down. So that's, you know, out of all three of them, really looking at it, where you are putting your focus and your attention in your everyday life. You know, are you looking at what isn't working and talking about that more than what is working? Because there's a lot more working than isn't working in all areas of your life, believe it or not.
That's so true. That's beautiful. Can you sum them up one more time, Hillary?
Basically, it's going to be the overall umbrella is going to be awareness.
Yeah,
it's really about awareness. It's about being willing, you know, and wanting to be unstuck, right? And also, you know, really, and that meaning of like, well, what is it? Like, okay, I'm stuck in this area. What does it give me? Like, really getting honest with yourself, you know? And then focusing on the good is what you want to be doing, right? If you're focusing on the things that are working as opposed to the things that are seemingly not working, it's going to turn it around. So a little thing that you could do is just start, if you're a journaler or however you basically, you know, want to get flush things out, is really taking the time to journal at the end of your day, the beginning of your day, everything that's working. Five things that are working, from your lungs to your eyes to running water to the simple things in life. It doesn't have to be, you know, really major big things. Just simple, your car's running, blood pumping. But really training yourself to focus on what's working. That makes a big difference.
You know, it's true. It makes me think of yesterday. We were in South Carolina, and we were first coming back on Wednesday, but we changed it because the weather was going to be so bad, and we thought Wednesday we're probably not going to get out. And, you know, and there were a lot of delays, and we had a layover in Charlotte, and gosh, you know, and I don't like those delays. I mean, the kids were, it's like in the middle of the night, and I was like in this like frustrated mode, and then suddenly I'm like, this is not working, you know, this makes me feel moody and all that. And I turned it around and I thought, what is working here? I mean, we are going. I mean, we made the connection, and I mean, we will get on the next plane. And yes, we came home at 2:30, but we're here, and it changed everything. I mean, suddenly I was really, really grateful we're getting there. And I kept saying to myself, okay, guys, you know, we're going. We made it, because there was a chance that we were going to get stuck in Charlotte last night. And it changes everything around. And wherever we are in our life, you know, like Hillary says, it's so beautiful. You know, what is working? Like you say, there's more working good than we think, right?
Could imagine, I mean, right now in your physical body, I mean, yes, it's depending on where you're, you know, what's going on for the most part. But I would say is, you know, even with whatever aches and pains one has, more is working than not. But our focus goes on the ache and the pain. And it's really interesting. It just happens. I don't know why. And if you start shifting and looking at, wow, my eyes, I can see, I can breathe, my left leg is doing great, you know what I mean? And you start to see that more is really working. It just, as you shared, Saskia, it makes a difference. It changes, you know, it really changes it for you. And you know, on top of that is, even as you're doing these changes of what you're going to view, then you also change your physiology. So you got to, you know, you got to do a pattern interrupt. You got to basically, you know, if you're sitting there and you're worrying, it's like, get up, start looking at what's working, take a walk, do something physically, do something that's a put cold water on your face, take a cold shower, whatever you can, you know, like in the airport, it's like you can go to the bathroom, put cold water on your face, you know, shake your body out. You know, there's brush your teeth. You know what I'm saying? Things that are pattern interrupts that change the physiology. It really helps. Listen, I have my moments of getting in funks, and I have my moments that my mind just can overwhelm, especially when my body is more cold and stiff. And that's why I practice yoga, and you know, I also practice meditation, or I hike, and I make sure that I do things physically, because that unsticks the old patterns of thinking.
You know, we were almost heading to a break, but, you know, I'm very happy you bring that in, like, you know, that physiology of us to bring your awareness to that, too, to get unstuck. It's not only in our minds. Well, guys, you're listening to an amazing show with Hillary Rubin, Secrets to Unlocking Your Inner Blocks for Lasting Change. After the break, we're going to talk about what happens when overwhelm kicks in. That is one of the things that happens a lot to us, and especially women, I think. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve UrbanRace.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we're talking with our guest, Hilary Rubin, about secrets to unlock your inner blocks for lasting change. But before we go any further, I want to make sure people know how to connect with Hilary. Hilary, can you tell people how to connect with you if you have any events coming up or whatever you want to?
Yeah, sure. Please, you go to HilaryRubin.com, and that's H-I-L-L-A-R-Y, Rubin, R-U-B-I-N.com, and you can go in, and you can even go to HilaryRubin.com/gift and get yourself a little gift. So that was what, those of you that are hanging out for the last segment, that's where you're going to go. And you get directly in that you can be fully taken care of and get a taste of, even more of a taste of what I have to offer.
That's great, guys. Make sure you do that. Create lasting dreams and make those big dreams come true. Hilary, what happens when overwhelm kicks in or our anxiety comes up and, you know, we wonder if we can ever make it happen?
Yeah, overwhelm is really interesting. You know, when the overwhelm comes, there's too much going on, you know. I mean, it just is, there might be just really what you end up in this place of spinning out of control, you know, and then nothing happens, really. That's really what I've noticed is that nothing really unfolds. And so the most important thing is it's a simple thing. When you have overwhelm, so simple is that all that you have to do is grab a piece of paper and write everything down in your head, from your head onto paper. Do a brain dump. Get it out of your head. And that's the number one thing I would say is to deal with overwhelm. Because we could sit and talk about overwhelm, everyone that's listening to this.
Yeah.
You know what overwhelm feels like. You know exactly what that is for you. And so the biggest solution that I would say that I have found is you just grab a piece of paper and you start listing. You know, it doesn't matter what it looks like, but you just list everything down. And then you can break it into different sections. I'm down in San Diego with a friend, and yesterday, and she runs her own business in a women's empowerment group, leadership community. And there's just a lot going on. And all of a sudden, I could see that she was overwhelmed because she got stiff, because she was getting more reactive, and she was uncomfortable, which was a good thing, right? And it was a good thing, when we're uncomfortable, it's like overwhelm, you can feel it, you just go, okay, I'm uncomfortable, and basically she's like, and it started going, and I said, listen, you just have to write down what's in your head. You got to get it out.
Yeah.
So you can look at all the things you need to do, all the things that have to get done, because you basically, that's where you're going to create the freedom. And so she did it, and then she knew where to take action. So when you to really get rid of the overwhelm, which is what sticks so many of us and paralyzes us, I like to grab white printer paper. I'm not into lined paper. Mm-hmm. And I'll just lay it out, and I'll title at the top each, the things that are the topics, and I'll just do the brain dump, and then I can literally prioritize what really needs to get done to move me towards my dream, towards where I'm going to be happy. And then the things that move me further away, they don't get done right away, or they don't get done at all, right? They're just not, it's just not important. So you always want to take care of course, what's time sensitive for you, the things that you don't like to do, just get them done, and it will really help to breathe some space and to change the overwhelm. So really, to simplify this, is you get overwhelmed, grab a piece of paper, get it out of your head, and then break it down in sections, and then move from there and get into action. Because if you're taking action, there's no room for overwhelm.
Yeah, it's true. So everybody who's listening, I'm sure at some part of your life you might have feel overwhelmed. Just grab that piece of paper. I see the power of that, Hillary. Thank you for, that simple exercise that is so powerful. But talking about simple steps, I mean, everybody's listening here to you, your great conversation about unlocking your inner blocks. What is that first thing that we could do today to unlock our blocks?
What we can do to, the number one thing is that would be one.
Because
one of the main blocks is going to be overwhelm. And it's going to be that you're overwhelmed or you're paralyzed, because overwhelm creates the paralysis.
Yeah.
And then you basically go, I'm not going to go there. So that would be the number one thing to do that, to unblock it, to have lasting change. Because the thing is what's lasting change? Change is consistent. It's a thing. There's the one thing we can count on. I think the quote from the Buddha is the one consistent thing in life is change. And so having this tool of a brain dump, having the tool to know that you can get it out of your head, and so you can have that lasting change. And I'm going to say, to simplify it, is change one thing at a time. It's not about changing everything. It's about really simplifying the one thing. It's like, think about your home. I had a client who lives in like a 6-bedroom home, and we work over the phone, and her entire house became cluttered. Like, you couldn't even walk into the bedrooms, and her stuff was everywhere. And it was a reaction of not being loved and seen. And it was like this crazy rebellious thing that she did subconsciously. And so she was so overwhelmed because it was so much that she worked herself into like a hole, essentially, in the basement, which became her office. And so we just chunked it down that she did one room at a time and the rooms that were more public. And it was like, it's not like we had to do everything. It was just the commitment that she wanted to change it, and we chunked away. So don't think that you're going to go, I'm going to do everything. My relationship, my health, my this. Pick one thing, one area, one room, and you start to chip away. And you take action every day, one step every day. And I believe that that really is what's lasting change. You will then leap, but you've got to crawl. You've got to allow there to be a baby step. Go, okay, this is enough, and I did this, and focus on what you did, not what you didn't do, right? Mm. To loop back to what we talked about, and just take those baby steps. Because then they're going to become bigger, and then you're going to get even more confident, and that it's going to keep moving forward. The question you can ask yourself whenever you're going to make a choice is this taking me closer or further away from what I really want?
Oh, that's beautiful, Hillary. And we're almost coming to the end of the show, and this is so inspiring, and I love your practical take on it, because it's exactly what we need. So all of you, you've been listening to Hillary Rubin, Secrets to Unlocking Your Inner Blocks for Lasting Change. Hillary, what is your website one more time?
So the gift for y'all to give you some more lasting change is you're going to go to hillaryrubin.com. You can go right now. It's HillaryRubin.com. And you just do a backslash and gift. And you go there and you will get a gift that will help you have lasting change and help you with a breakthrough. And, starting with your health, because that to me is going to be the first place to begin. Because you need to do it within your own self, and with whatever in your own world and your inner world is going to be pictured in your outer world. So it's going to be important to start there, if anywhere. It's one of the best places to begin, because that foundation of your own health and who you are is where everything else is going to stand on.
Well, thank you so much. And I mean, your life is an example of doing that with every you overcame, from illnesses to all the things that happened in your youth, and now you're standing here as such an empowering woman, empowering others. So guys, go to hillaryrubin.com, and in this show we always talk about, you know, going after your dreams and listening to your soul, unlocking that infinite potential, but you absolutely need practice. And I have a very deep program that unlocks your potential. It has CDs, guided meditations. It's absolutely free. You can go to yoursoulguidance.com and claim your secret soul map to your dreams. This is the heart of what I do, and I'd love for you to check it out, yoursoulguidance.com. And thank you, Hillary Rubin, so much for sharing such great information. And thank all of you for tuning in to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Wednesday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific. Have a wonderful week, you guys.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.